Al Jazeera's undercover reporters want to launder $1.2 billion of criminal funds by building a fictitious casino resort overlooking Victoria Falls.
What we are going to do is hotel, casino, and the gold market.
Yeah. So the gold side of it, that's one of the best things you can come up with.
They're pitching to Ambassador Hubert Angel, Zimbabwe's senior diplomat.
I'm the least person anyone would suspect to do.
Okay.
That's why I can be nice in doing that.
Angel says that President Emmerson Mnangagwa owns land for the proposed development.
In the town of Victoria Falls itself, you have a lot of land that is owned by, of course, you can understand. That then is easy to dispose of and just go like, let's take this, let's put it this way, let's put it this way. I think you understand when I say that. So it becomes easy.
Dirty cash for the project needs to be smuggled into Zimbabwe undetected. The ambassador makes a call to the First Lady, Auxilia Mnangagwa.
Remember those people that want to move cash? They would want to know, are we providing the planes or they provide the planes?
Father refers to the president.
So I'll present it to him, then he will discuss which planes he uses, his or their own.
They discuss flying the cash into Zimbabwe on the presidential plane.
Sometimes he will be busy, but we spoke about it. So I'm just going to present it today, then... Okay, I'll do that. But it's not as well as it's achievable. As you know. Yeah, okay. Okay, ma'am. Okay, ma'am. Thank you so much. Musandi sum zira mego, ma'am. Musandi sum zira mego. Dayin zwa bebej.
He says the plan will succeed because it has the president's approval.
Let me just say to you, what you want to do is happening. All right, you have got the president, right? You've got his family involved.
Hubert Angel, First Lady Auxilia, and President Emmerson Mnangagwa did not respond to our requests for comment. Alexander James, Al Jazeera.